now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Stone Hobbit. Stone Hobbit returns to the Cosmic Switchboard Show to share a lot of information. She has so much to share, so we'll provide all of her bio information and her links to the website as well as to our YouTube channel. So without any further ado, Stone Hobbit, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thank you, James. It's nice to be back.
Now, lots happened in the world, and, you know, you have interesting, to say the least, contacts, ongoing contacts in, you know, the ET realm, and, you know, you're one of those people, you have contacts with elementals and whatnot. So, you know, I'd like you to talk about that at some point, but, you know, for the time being, there's a lot of stuff that you wanted to share that has to do with, like, healing modalities and recognizing certain patterns within oneself, because the Cosmic Switchboard Show is very solutions-oriented. So wherever you want to start, Stone Hobbit, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just recently, my friend, who I've nicknamed the Flasher, has come back after about 3 or 4 months away, and I found myself missing seeing the contact with this other entity that's out there. And I am very aware of the information that has come in the time that we have been in contact with each other. The other day when I came back, just out of the corner of my eye, I saw a flash. So I turned around, and sure enough, I started getting the signals, the flashing signals. But this time, after about 3 minutes, I noticed that there was a difference. The difference was the form of response from their communication with me. It was, instead of just being flashes, I was now seeing it at another level. It wasn't just flash, 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 flash. It was a bright flash or a soft bright flash. So I then was able to identify yes or no answers. But I also am very aware that each time they gave me a flash, they were sending a lot of information my way. Now, I knew that it was only a matter of time before my brain or my light energy source was able to recognize what the information was and start putting it in order.
Could you speak closer to the microphone?
And how it was connected to other information that I've already previously had come my way. So it was almost like I've had a little bit of time to have a break. And in that time, I've gotten to see my own progress, my own healing process, my own identification, how it's come to another stage. I used to have blockages, and I'm not saying that I don't have any now, but I'm at a further stage than I was before. And I'm really starting to see this experience now as an adventure. I always say safe journeys to everybody because I mean it. And I've been on this journey, and I now know that I've been on this journey for a long time through different stages, different lives, different dimensions. A week ago, I went to a Falun Dafa group.
Okay.
And so I started doing it, and at one stage I started swaying a lot. So I opened my eyes, and when I opened my eyes, I just was aglow. I just felt absolutely positive. I just had so much confirmation that what I was seeing, what I've experienced is real to me. I was able to see the energies undulating and joining together within the group. There must have been about 10 of us there. We were all doing the same exercises, the same, we were feeling the same, trying to feel the same energies. We were creating the same energies by doing the same pattern. So we were then becoming one body of communication. At one stage when I closed my eyes after seeing this, because I felt really a glow inside me, I felt wellness all through me, because it was a very positive confirmation for what I have been experiencing. Once I closed my eyes and went into another part of this these exercises, I was in the position of holding my hands above my head, and I had my fingertips just enough apart that they weren't touching. When I did that, I was able to see my inner self energies flowing, and then I felt like that was coming out of every part of me and I was glowing. So I got a lot of information when I went to this class. And the way that I went to this class has just been, it's been a fast track in the last couple of months. It's like, okay, you have to learn this much information and get this much done before the next bit comes in. I felt the wave come in. I felt the changes, all the influencing energies, where they're coming from, how they have been created via different influences from programming. You know, this is not just programming as you see it on TV or hear it in the music or read it in education. This is also the programming that is genetic, that has been manipulated over lifetime after lifetime. You know, the vessels that you travel through, the portals that you go through to come back into this existence. You have so much information that is coming in. You've got all the information that you've just brought in from your reincarnated state of light being into, you know, a vessel. This vessel has its own mechanics, its own life structure to it. It picks up all these senses. It's a data collecting sensor vessel that we are in. We are also receive, you know, we are senders, we are receivers and senders. Our auric fields that surround us are no different to the ones that surround the planet. Every time we see a rainbow, we're basically seeing a reflection of our auric fields. Now, these colors of the rainbows and these auric field colors, they will represent each other nicely with the frequency because of the colors that are connected to them, you know, color being frequency, etc., etc. And then we also know how to access these dimensions that we're already part of via the frequency equaling the color to get into that dimension. So for me, when I'm now understanding the dimensions that I have accessed through what I thought was night terrors, what I see the government and other beings out there trying to prevent us from doing, because they can't gain the same access that we can. They have to manipulate us. They have to manipulate our energies, because when you don't have the right energies, you can't enter into these dimensions. And this is who we are. We're not just living one existence. We're living multiple existences in different dimensional levels. We are, you know, you walk down the road, you see somebody, you know you've never seen them in this lifetime, yet you have this instant connection with them. You have experienced their energies before. I have had entities come in without names, and it's some of them, obviously, when I was starting to wake up to what these entities were that have inhabited me and my surroundings ever since I can remember, they have different frequencies. They have different reasons for being here. They don't all work together. There are a lot of wars going on with the big war and stuff that's going on. I am amazed at the amount of people out there that are still falling for the fact that we are living in an age where we are using guns to fight each other.
Yeah.
you know, we have, when you think about it, they have dumbed down all our senses. You know, if you turn around and you start speaking out, you get shut down. They tell us that they want us to ask questions, but only when you put your hand up, and then only when you're picked. Well, that's rubbish. Don't stop asking questions. You know, ask the question of the question, because you're going to see there is a repetitive pattern that has taken place on this planet and other planets out there. And there are sets of beings that are living amongst us 24/7. Because you can't see something does not mean that it is not there and it does not exist. There are certain spectrums of your eye that we have been programmed and taught to believe that's all we can see. That is as far as it goes. That is the same for all the senses they have told us that we have. If you're going to stay stuck in that position of just believing what they're saying, and then you have these dreams or these experiences, and somebody comes and shuts you down, why are you not out there experiencing these senses that you really have? What you're seeing is real to you. Not all of it is created by you, but those that are around you, once you've been in their frequency long enough, you can start seeing what they start seeing. All right. Of course, it's going to be slightly different in all sorts of areas, but you'll be able to live in that reality with them if you are resonating with that frequency. What I've seen is I've been working recently with water resonance, healing, light frequency, going into healing, working out what kind of entities we really are. I'm not even bothered anymore about where we come from, who created us, how we came into existence. I'm now looking at, okay, commonalities is a huge factor. We're all having very similar scenarios. Once upon a time, I used to think that I was very much alone in all of the stuff that I had gone through, the experiences of being shut down, believing that there was only one way and I had to listen to authority around me. Who was authority? My parents, my relations, my elders, and so on and so on. But over this journey, I've discovered that, no, that was a program. And I've carried a lot of baggage that was created via other people because they needed a problem, so they put it onto me. I became that problem. So I then started seeing that, no, I'm not going to be held accountable for somebody else's rubbish. That is not what I'm here for. I can see what I've been through, but I can also see that none of that was provoked by me at any one of those stages through everything that those pedophiles did, everything that those so-called caring parents, relations, friends, you know, educators, all those that said they were there to make sure that I had well-being, okay? This being has not been well because of the journey others had created and directed me on. Once I started seeing who was doing what, how they were manipulating me, my frequencies, and those around me, I was able to turn around and say, I can see your energies coming in. I know what you want from me. I don't want to participate in this anymore. I was able to understand why these people lied, cheated, stole. I could see how I could be sucked into their energies and how I could release myself from those bonds. It does not mean that I have to live a life of going around forgiving others for what they did to me. That's not my burden. That's not my baggage. I do not have to carry that. I am free from that. All right? They did it. They know what they did. They will continue doing what they did. because they have never confronted what they did with whom they did it with. So I can see how I released myself. I could see how I started breaking down words, spell casting, and then I was able to see the programming within the words that was used. And then again, it came back to the frequency of the phonics of the word that was being used. So I could see how that was influencing myself. Then I saw the different patterns of how my physicalities and my auric fields would react when I was in contact with those colors. Different colors have different frequencies, and you get certain, well, for me personally, get certain information and resonance when I wear a certain color that will connect me, if you like, to one of those dimensions that I've been in. So then I can see where I've got to do work in different dimensions with different colors, with different frequencies. And then I become my higher, you know, I'm working towards being the higher self that has spent a long time trying to communicate with me through this life so I don't mess up on this journey, as we all do. And we do come back to repeat it. So I can now see the connections between myself before I was who I am now, the connection to the different stages and scenarios in different age frames and how I've changed, the chemicals that have been put into me via myself, via my programming, and by being force-fed. What it has done, the influences it has had on my physicality, my light being self, the healing of me, and those energies that I have excreted around me. When a person who is in one frequency and they walk into your frequency, you have taken information of their journey and so on as they have with you. So if you are resonating at a high frequency and somebody comes along and they've got a low frequency, whichever is the strongest of the two at that time of balance, the other party will walk away with either the positive influences and it will change their mind and mood frame. Or if the negative one is stronger, then the positive one will start feeling down and then start being spiked by other influences around them until they spiral. I've done this test where I've driven down the road, I've smiled, and I've seen other people smile back. I've driven down the road and I've been in a headspace that has been off this planet. And I can look at somebody and watch them within the next couple of minutes and they turn into nasty people. So I can see how we influence each other's energy. When a lot of cases that I have dealt with, seen, experienced, etc., is, you know, when you're in a close relationship with someone for long enough and you're sleeping next to them, you're eating with them, you know, you're cohabitating with them, you pick up on their information, their influences throughout the day and so forth. So if you have someone who is having an affair, thinking thoughts, etc., etc., you will pick up on that information. But because it's not fully your information, you're not going to get the whole picture. So then you start having these feelings of intuition of knowing that something's going on. You can't quite grasp it, but you know something's going on. You have people that will finish other people's sentences. They don't even have to be in the same space as that person anymore because we are using all our senses all the time. And we are being dumbed down for it. There are those out there who see further or see more movement now in front of their eyes than they did before. You would see shadows out of the corner of your eyes. You know you heard things, or you know you've seen something move, and you have to turn your head a couple of times to see it. Well, that is your real vision. You're seeing further than the so-called recognized senses or the spectrum. You hear things. I mean, they're playing with the frequencies. You hear the frequency change. Once you get to a level of frequency of understanding what is happening to you, the frequencies hit you harder and faster. The waves are there, the information is all there. It's an unblocking of all your meridians, your all your synapses. Everything is firing. You know, I'm seeing people talking about how to cleanse your pineal gland. It's happening naturally. I have suffered from, this year, I suffered from having an MCL torn ligament over the knee. And when I first did it, I was in absolutely excruciating pain. I went up to the hospital and they sent me for an x-ray. There was no bone damage. They couldn't work out what else was going on. There was no swelling of my knee. There was no bruising. There was nothing. I just, all of a sudden, my knee was in bad pain. So next they sent me to have a scan on my knee, and the radiologist was unaware that I can actually read a radiograph. And when she was doing it, I was questioning her, and I could see that it wasn't correct what she was doing. The write-up of what her findings were totally incorrect. They put down in paper, in writing, that I had a sprained knee. I have been involved in so many different sports, physical contact, that I know what a sprain feels like. This was not a sprain.
Yes.
So anyway, I went for another scan, and they turned an independent scan, and they turned around and told me that I had a torn ligament. And it was healing naturally. That's all they told me. So anyway, I went back to the hospital and said, look, this has gone on too long. I really need something done about this. So I then went and saw a specialist, and he looked at my x-rays and scans, and he didn't like what he saw. He got very annoyed and agitated at the doctors who had previously diagnosed me. They also told me, by the way, that I had osteoarthritis. Now, I know that arthritis isn't something that just suddenly comes on. You feel it getting worse over a process of time until the pains just are always there. But sometimes you can learn to tolerate this. Anyway, I went and had an MRI on my knee, and all the fears in the world went through me, like the machine was going to blow up, etc., etc. I got into escape mode and how I could get out of the room, all the anxieties you have. Anyway, I went through it, and I got a letter the other day stating everything that I had said and stated to the doctor at the very first time I saw her was actually what had happened to my knee. So anyway, I came back and I started on different frequencies. I researched what my bone density in that area would be. As the results that came in was, because it's been a year and my knee has not been supported because of the torn tendon, it has created a lip of bone, which they want to go in and they want to shave down and they want to cut the damaged part of the tendon, as there's a little hole that's gathered, and they want to restitch it, whatever. I don't want to do this. I started playing frequency to the ligament that was damaged, and within 24 hours, wow, what an improvement. I was able to walk around without a limp and I couldn't believe it. There were no shooting pains going through my leg. I felt fantastic.
There must be some interference because your voice is getting fainter. What means did you do in order to imbue the frequencies into your ligament?
Okay, well, you'll laugh at this, but, you know, this is, you know, I'm working with minimal resources.
Yeah.
I grabbed the speaker and I played a YouTube frequency to my knee for 10 minutes.
No, whatever works. And yeah. So you held the speaker up to your knee and then... Yeah. Wow, I'd like to know what that frequency is.
Yep, I could feel the vibrations beating into my knee. I could feel them. And I thought, okay, well, you know, this is just one of these mad experiments that I do. And I went off to bed, didn't think anything of it. And the next day, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. And so I continued the pattern. And I'm walking around. I'm walking around. Today has been phenomenal. Phenomenal, the amount of stuff that I've managed to achieve. So I am aware of different frequencies that the organs in our bodies produce. They're not called organs for nothing.
Yes.
They produce. Beg your pardon?
Yes. Yeah, I understand now. You know, like the metaphor of like an organ creating a sound or a frequency or a harmonic. It's It's apt for what you described.
Oh yeah. Every one of them has their own individual beat or pattern to it, their own rhythm. And when you have a healthy one, it just keeps producing the healthy entities. When you've got all your organs in your body resonating at their frequency, which fits in with the frequencies of the rest of the organs within yourself, and then you have your auric fields belting out this energy, you're already this light being. There's so much that you can create from this. And so I can see that there's so many avenues to who and what we are and why we have been so badly dumbed down and controlled. We are totally herded. We are totally harvested. We are given so many cocktails and of chemicals. It's a wonder we're still here. But I can still see the repetitive patterns that they've used over different time frames. You know, the burning of the witch, you know, the different wars that have taken place, the different genocides that have taken place. They know what works. You know, in combination with natural disasters. Now, these natural disasters are happening as reactions or effects to influences that are bombarding the planet Earth. And all of that is different frequencies again. So when these beings, cultures, or whoever it is, that are creating the shutdown effect, you know, the control over us, they know how this works. They know what influences are coming in when and how they can manipulate these areas, these fields, so that it becomes worse than it was beforehand, but not so bad that it wipes us out entirely.
Yeah, because you know? That wouldn't suit them, at least at this point, suit their purposes because they need us. And you mentioned prior to the show, you know, repeated patterns being invoked, certain frequencies, redundant frequencies, and even on an astrological level, how, you know, foreknowledge of the way certain astronomical bodies, where they'll be at any given time, how that's utilized when people are, you know, coming back into incarnation and how things could be done either for positive or negative to kind of alter these people's destinies.
Yeah. Yeah, I can, you know, they're out there, they're telling us on the news, is, you know, everybody believes in NASA. I mean, unless you've got your own equipment and you can see further out there than they can, you're going to be gullible in some aspect. Unless you're able to harmonize with the planet and actually listen to the frequencies coming in. You have, there's so many areas that we've got, you know, they're bombarding us with the different frequencies that are already here, that the new frequencies that are coming in, we want to know this information that is coming in, you know, and so they're doing everything they can possibly do to block this information. You know, when you are, you know, inside the womb and you're surrounded by fluid, you hear a certain amount of frequency, but it's dumbed down by the density between you, the organ, and the exterior. But you're still getting that information. So, you know, we come in with what I've labeled as innate knowledge, you know, knowledge I've brought from somewhere else. Where, you know, it can be anywhere. It can be dimensionally. It can be lifetimes. It can be bloody anywhere. But what I'm saying is, when you resonate with something, you start your whole everything wakes up a bit more. You're influenced by so many things that we've been told that we cannot do stuff. So when you have that mindset, you got to break that programming. You know, like I was saying, you know, I've said this before, they use the blame, shame, guilt game. It's a program as far as I can see. Where does blame come from? It comes from a very early age when someone is guilty of something and they don't want to own up to it. So they pass the buck and they put the blame on somebody else. You know, they think they're playing the game that much better than somebody else. They don't know their free will. So they are stuck in their program. They are already going down the paths that those out there that want to use them to corrupt others.
Yeah, we already see that with the victim identity politics, where in the universities and the colleges and the schools, students are taught that they are victims and they're being oppressed, and
yep,
they're, you know, being told about white privilege and how, you know, they're all victims. And also as far as the gender identity issue too, where a lot of that, yeah, is, you know, perceived victimization, the feminist, the neo-feminist these days, where they all perceive themselves to be victims.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can see that. I mean, you know, in the early days with the, when homosexuals, you know, they had to hide away in fear of death. You know, sometimes a person cannot understand why they have the feelings and the sensations that they have. They just have them. And so they go along a certain path. Some don't stay on that path. Some find that path. And the thing is, if that's what resonates with them, that's fine. If it's a natural feeling state for them, and they're not being influenced through chemical manipulation,
yes,
or, you know, programming, then I can totally understand that. But when it is chemicalized and it is programmed, I mean, it is so obvious with the different chemicals over the different generations. They've been working at this. This is, and I know that this won't be the first time they've done it. You know, we just have to look at the Roman time. You know, that was prolific. That was bad. I sort of feel like I was there. I don't want to admit it. You know, but I do feel like I've seen it. I now can actually admit that I don't have to be shut down about the information, the feeling state, you know, what resonates with me. You know, it doesn't have to resonate with everybody else out there, but these are different stages that we go through. You know, today we might be right, but tomorrow we may find some new information and we may be wrong. Being able to accept that shows that you're wanting to improve yourself, your knowledge. You know that you are more than you already are. So you got to be able to see who is suppressing you and stopping that information coming through to you. Oh, dear. There's just so many avenues on this one.
Yeah, well, we see in from the chemical standpoint, like, they found that frogs and other amphibians in the creeks and the rivers that have been polluted with pharmaceuticals, that some of these amphibians are spontaneously changing gender, right?
Yeah.
Like they're just becoming the opposite sex of what they were born as. And so we see a similar dynamic with the hormones that are pumped into the beef and pumped into the meat that people consume, as well as the aborted, I mean, this is really sci-fi wicked, but it's actually happening. The aborted fetal tissue cells of a boy.
As flavorings.
Yes, as flavorings. You know, and, as a boy is being given to girls free, is given to girls as vaccines, and then the aborted fetal tissue cells of a girl are being put into a boy in a boy's vaccines. So they're actually injecting them with the cells, you know, the aborted fetal cells of the opposite sex. I mean, who could even think up this stuff? It's just so evil and so demented.
Yeah, but if you do look back through history and you look at some of the darker stuff as well as the lighter stuff, you'll see that these have been practiced through so many different cultures. Using blood cells in different rituals, pouring it all over their bodies. I mean, you know, through this journey, one of the job positions I had was as a phlebotomist. You know, I was a blood technician. I went out there and I collected people's blood. You know, living vampire in one sense. But then I got bored with that. I saw ethical dilemmas. You know, when they said you couldn't help a patient in this case or this case, and what different areas we were looking for. And so I took to another level. I started doing some tech work, some lab tech work, and I got to see, you know, living blood cells. I got to see healthy blood cells, sick blood cells. I got to see how they worked in unison when they were sick, and how they were when they were healthy and vibrant. And so I got to see another sense of living entity within ourselves, and I realized how I had to start looking after myself and start communicating with myself. And when I started doing that, I started realizing that, you know, I had deja vu, where you know you've seen something, you've experienced, and then it happens in front of you, and you know that you've already experienced, but you don't know how to stop it. In one occasion, I realized as I was going into the encounter that I was also had deja vu on this. So I thought, okay, well, I'm very aware of this. I'm going to try and stop this from happening because I know what happens. I know how far it goes. I know what's created via doing this. It was like a road sign. It was like a stop road sign. It's like danger, danger. Anyway, so I didn't know what the danger was at that per se time. Anyway, when I was able to say no, it was a really strong density. It was one that I really fought with to stop from happening. It was like a force field I was pushing against, like some sort of time barrier that I was pushing against to change. I managed to change it. At that particular time, through that encounter, I knew what was coming and the outcome. After that encounter, I was able to go back and say, no, I don't want to proceed with this because I know where it's going to lead. And so I don't know if I saved myself from a timeline or I jumped the tracks, but I'm here at this point in time. And I'm very glad that I didn't go down that path. So,
just to get clarification on that, did it seem like energetically, whether it was a portal or it was some other vista, that you had the opportunity to step in, so to speak? And then there may have been some kind of alluring factor, there may have been circumstances or something prompting you to do so, but you decided not to. You decided to not step through, so to speak.
At the time, it was just pressure. It was like a force field, a barrier around me that I couldn't. If any time I tried really hard to stop it from happening, it was I could feel this force against me, like I was up against a brick wall, you know. But now, on hindsight, looking back through the experiences of then and what happened after that, I sort of see it, and because I've had other experiences with deja vu, you know, when I have some sort of experience, I turn around and I write down all the details and stuff, what I got from it, how it took place, and then I look at when I start feeling the effects of another experience similar to that coming on, like another scenario or another force field or so on, I then say, okay, well, this is the same, these are the commonalities, so I'll take it to the next level of this experiment, and it will become an experiment, and I write down the findings. And each time I have findings, I start seeing the similarities between the barriers, the pressure, the information that my higher self was coming back to give me, to warn me, either through a phone call, a note, by using deja vu so I can change my timeline, because I didn't want to be on that timeline. So that's what I've done. That's what I see now. And when someone new comes into my fray, then I can feel what they want immediately, and whether or not I'm willing to give, and how much energy I want to put in and participate. I can stop my information from being shared now because, you know, I followed Dr. Emoto for a while, and that was fantastic because at that same time I was also starting to communicate with plants and seeing how they interacted with each other, seeing how they interacted and acted with me. Once I was able to see that, and it was totally mind-blowing for me, I was then taken to another level where I was able to listen to the frequency of different insects, and it felt like I could communicate with them. And so I put myself to a test. I had a friend who had a camera. We went for a walk, and we knew where this wild beehive was. And there was no fear. There was absolutely no fear. Now, this is coming from someone who was allergic to bee stings. Wow. As a child. All right. I went up to that natural beehive. It was inside a tree, totally full, got photos, you know, and I could hear their frequency. So I tested myself by putting my hand inside the tree, touching the honeycomb, and feeling them walk over my hand. There was not a problem. I turned my hand and they walked off it. When I put my face into the tree, I listened to their frequency go from one pitch to another, back to a harmonious hum. And they allowed me to be there. That was confirmation that there was another level of consciousness, another level of frequency. And depending on how we carry ourselves and the chemicals and the energy that protrude out of us, that we generate. You know,
yes, because
we can communicate.
Absolutely, because the frequency, the impressions you give off will be more than just energetic. There may be a pheromone aspect. There could be any number of ways that the bees, in this example, can perceive, which yes. would let them know collectively and individually that you mean no harm, that you want to commune with them at some level, you know, albeit momentarily. I mean, we've all seen pictures of these beekeepers just covered head to toe with bees, you know.
I can see that they would have undergone a process of, you know, their own harmonics. They would have had to cleanse themselves from, you know, oh God, so many toxins out of their system. Making sure that they didn't wash with chemicals. You know, every time we step in the shower at the moment, we are having a chemical bath. We're having a chemical shower. You know, we have to realize and work out what these chemicals are, what their effects are, how we can recognize what the effects are on our bodies, and change those effects. You know, baking soda, natural earth products. I mean, wow, they work really, really well. You know, once you start knowing what you've got, where it comes from, how it is packaged, and what influences are then sent to you. I mean, we can go really, really deep on the different levels of interaction from once something grows to receiving it, to us ingesting it, and then turning it into an energy. I mean, you know, I look at the chemtrails all the time. I can see how right now, not just one country, but this whole planet is being totally bombarded in chemtrails. You know, you might get one or two countries that say, no, there's no chemtrails happening here. Well, if there's no chemtrails happening there, where are they increasing the toxins into that system?
Yes.
You know?
What other means are they introducing something of a discordant, disruptive nature?
Yeah. I no longer can sit by and not talk about what it is that I'm seeing. I mean, you know, we have police. They're no longer police, all right? They're vaccinated. They're programmed, you know. They're wearing blue and black constantly. They're constantly in the stuck state of, this is your job, this is who you're doing it for, and these are your rewards at the end of the day. But at the real end of the day, these people have no idea what they are doing to themselves or other beings out there. Yes, they're working in a job. The labor that they are putting out there, the energy that they are creating, is feeding something. And it's not a nice something. But that something can be taken down. You know, these governments, you know, realistically, people need to look at the game board that's going on. These countries have worked together in unison right from the start. This is a game of risk. This is a game of monopoly for these guys. You know, they all work together. They all work together on the underground. There's this thing called the Hegelian dialectic. It's absolutely fantastic. Look it up and read it. Because blue and red, we're only ever given two teeth.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the rest is candy. The rest is illusion. That is an illusion. You know, there's no good guy or bad guy. They both work for the same crown government at the end of the bloody day.
Yeah.
You know, some countries are under federal. But if they were to take their history back even further, they will find they are under the same rule and the same programs are being run on them that is being run in other countries. It doesn't matter what culture you are. If you take a step back, you can see, you know, we've got this new, 5G coming in.
Yeah, it's 5G wireless network.
All that is saying to me is these guys, they are bought and sold. They have bought into the system, the New World Order system. I hate that terminology, but it's there. It has been running for years. You know, we are already in this massive as camp of being, you know, fed poison and fake daylight and illusions and promises, and nobody's really looking at the fact that there's boundaries around you. You know, Trump wants to put up, you know, a wall in Mexico. The last thing I saw him say and do was that the Mexicans will pay for this wall one way or another. Then I saw him use the Illuminati sign, and everybody out there is saying, no, he's a good guy. He's breaking the New World Order. Don't be bloody fooled into that stuff. Have a look at what's going on, the bigger picture. This is an agenda. You're going to turn around and you're going to say, I wrote this down a few years ago because I could see these little patterns, right? And I could see that they will have a period of chaos and all of this stuff. And at the same time, you'll see an uprising of, alternative lifestyles, you know, people becoming vegans and all of that. You know, that is all good. That is where my life is. And I like being there. That resonates with me. But I can also see this as a common pattern. they will have all this negativity and stuff going on, and then to get away with it, so people will forget about it and go back into the dumbed down state, they will then start having uprisings. Okay, we're going to do this and this and this, but and the government will allow it to happen. You will see that governments will change pattern from a negative to a positive.
We already see that going on, yeah.
But if in the long run, you take a close look, there is an agenda behind every agenda, and none of these things, anything that then gets put into any hands of government body, is corrupted. Okay, they will have their finger in every pie out there. You can just look at the way, you know, we have our straw man identity. You know, we have a different identity. We have the living man, and we have the you know, what they bargain with, what they, our, you know, our character, which is their herd.
Which they parasitically yeah. leech off of, you know, beginning to end of that person's lifespan. And I can already see the patterns developing with Puerto Rico. And again, there's an energetic supernatural element behind all of us, to be sure.
Oh, yes.
You know, the weather weaponry that caused that was technology, but there was a demiurgic spirit behind it. There was a demiurgic spirit behind or working through the technicians and the, you know, the engineers that put all that stuff together. So, you know, these things don't operate in a vacuum. And so they've created these storms, and this is how dense a lot of people are. A lot of people in America don't even realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States, actually. And so all these people there that are, you know, impoverished, destitute, without power, without, you know, working infrastructure, they're American citizens. But they're choosing not to make an issue out of their plight. But I believe they will at some point. At some point, they're going to say, look at all those people, no relief, no help, and this is all Trump's fault. I can see that dynamic playing out, because they've created a new refugee crisis with what they've done in the Caribbean. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring a lot of those now destitute and homeless people from the Caribbean into the U.S., thereby creating more stress on the social services system. There's already a large Puerto Rican community in places like New York City, etc. And all it will take is someone coming along and saying the suffering of the Puerto Rican people is due to Trump. And then you're going to see even more kind of chaos ensue. So they're fanning the flames and keeping people in that R complex fight or flight mode, the lizard part of their brain. And there needs to be a consciousness revolution. And people always throw the word revolution around, but really, if there was a consciousness revolution, there would be so many people that would come to an awareness of what's going on. And when they, even just the recent past, like these hurricanes that have been, you know, created by weather weaponry, etc.
I see them all as manipulated, you know, weather patterns, you know. I mean, if you look around it, I mean, over the last few years, 10 years, I've been watching, you know, the fracking that's been happening.
Oh, yes.
You know, the drilling of these core lines that run through the planet. They're trying to tap into something, all right? We know we have ley lines of energy on this planet. These machines are tapping into some of these areas that later on create distractions. They create, you know, the drilling rigs can go out there and drill holes into what are, you know, nodes and antipodes. And these things are opened up enough to plant missiles. We've already seen that there's evidence out there that they planted tsunami bombs off the coasts of New Zealand. I know that it's not just New Zealand. It's all around all coasts.
They did it to Japan, too, which led to Fukushima.
Yeah. So, and it doesn't take much of a frequency to ignite these. You know, I mean, I'm also looking at the ring of fire patterns where when there's a big earthquake over in either Mexico or Peru, New Zealand feels it. or the little countries feel it. Now I'm seeing that these little countries are starting to be swamped with, you know, hurricanes, cyclones, yes, evacuation, you know, floods, landslides. You know, these people, you know, all, they're all part of us. We're all part of these little collective groups. These people are being rounded up. They are going missing.
That's right. What we're seeing in the aftermath of the hurricanes in Texas and in Florida, and also now what we're seeing in the Caribbean, once again, poor people there, is we're seeing all of these so-called relief organizations swing into action, but their agenda has got nothing to do with relief. So people are starting to disappear from the shelters. People are starting to disappear from the, well, what amount of refugee camps now. So it seems to be almost, if one didn't know any better, a dress rehearsal for, like, martial law, a dress rehearsal for, like, a total overt takeover, but it's not a dress rehearsal for the people who have to go through it, or the animals that have to go through it.
Yeah, I'm, you know, over the years, this is real. It's happening under our eyes, you know, under our noses. We're seeing it right now. We are, they've upped the ante of the chemicals they're putting into the water. That, you know, you go into a store now and a bloody lettuce costs you $5. You know, one of the warning signs I was given a long time ago was when water and lettuce become expensive, you know that this agenda is already being played out. You know, I know that I have lived other lifetimes and this feels like I've done this before. I can see this. I can see that. You know, all these people suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, I have a family member that I'm working with at the moment who is going through this. You know, they bombard us with different chemicals through different stages. You know, there's so many areas. They know the frequencies. They can just push a button. They can create an illness in any one of your organs. They can make it look like a heart attack. You know, the frequencies can be so severe that you end up having a brain aneurysm. I've seen it.
Yeah, and also, not even the severe or long-term chronic illnesses. It's just the general lassitude and the weariness and the somnambulant state, basically, of sleepwalking, of just being like automatons and doing just enough to get by. And so when we realize that there's an energetic component behind that, chemicals, everything has an energetic frequency component to it. So when we realize that, and it goes back to what you talked earlier about how you aim the speaker at your kneecap and then it, you know, miraculously, but not really, healed your knee, right? Yeah. And they've also done experiments. I think it was between a frog and a salamander. And what they did was they got the resonant frequency of one type of amphibian, i.e. a frog or a salamander, and then they basically made the eggs produced by one of those amphibians. Like in our example, it may not be what really happened. It would be the opposite if it was not exactly what I'm going to describe. But let's say like a salamander, right? They were able to imbue the energetic DNA genetic frequencies into those eggs generated, produced by a salamander, but they put the energetic frequency, the DNA frequency of frogs into the eggs, and voila, frogs were hatched, right?
Yeah.
Because they knew the energetic frequency. It could have been the other way around. It could have been, you know, frogs and then salamander eggs, salamanders being, you know, the genetic energetic frequency into the frog eggs. But whatever the case may be, it's an example of how they can imbue certain genetic frequencies into an entirely different organism, right? And then cause it to produce offspring that is it shouldn't be producing. So, you know, everything is frequency. Everything is resonance. All matter is energy that resonates or vibrates at a certain frequency. So when we understand that salient point, we can see now why we're being hammered from all sides by all these different frequencies. So we've reached the end of the first half, and we got a lot more to share with you. Stone Hobbit, you know, is bursting and brimming with ideas and themes and concepts. And so those of you that are listening, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next hour.